If you thought you had to travel far to savor the pad thai of Bangkok, or to taste the pastries of Paris, take another look. With 2x total points at grocery stores, your same kitchen can come with more cuisines. Sapphire Preferred from Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Valid up to $1,000 in purchases per month from November 1st, 2020 to April 30th, 2021. Account subject to credit approval. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
At T-Mobile, we believe in putting people first by treating them right. So we're upping the benefits without upping the price. Introducing Magenta Max, now with unlimited premium data that can't slow down based on how much smartphone data you use. Plus, get Netflix on us. Right now, pay zero cost to switch. And bring your phone. We'll pay it off up to $650. Only at T-Mobile.
Activate up to 4K or video streams at 480p. Up to 40 gigs high-speed tethering. $650 via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Simmons support charges waived. Receive Netflix standard with 2 lines.
And in all the time, have you ever heard one scandal about Dr. Richard Mabon?
There were no slave queens back then.
No, they were. They were now. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. No slave queens have been there, Chief. Our mothers were.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
She said.
I literally came at me sideways.
Has it been that long? You forgot the clap, bro.
Back. That was our crickets.
Yeah. When last did you hear the clap, my G?
It literally scared me.
And the lights, are the lights hurting you?
Nah, I'll survive.
Gotcha, what happened with your eyes?
I dropped the contact lens. Well, yes, one contact lens fell.
And you couldn't find it? Show them your other glasses.
No. Leave my glasses all out of this. And then, so because of you can't see with one contact lens, because your eyes have to be in focus. So I had to get rid of it. The other one that was there, and I had to use glasses. So my eyes had to adjust to glasses, and my glasses don't have anti-glare. My contacts do. Mm. So when light and whatever comes into my eyes, yeah, my retina is fucked.
Were you dissembling that much, dog?
No. It literally happened. I was chilling at this.
When you lost your contacts, were you?
No, I was chilling at home alone playing FIFA. I went outside, and I think I took a wrong step and like blinking, boom, and then it fell.
Shame.
Oh yeah. Anyway, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Happy New Year! Welcome to 2020. It's a brand new year. It's a brand new decade. What is this year called? 2020 vision. What is it? 2020 what?
2020 plenty.
Yeah, I like that.
Plenty.
I don't know plenty.
Plenty
of what, but plenty.
Whatever.
Plenty
it is.
Of health. Plenty of money.
Yes. Whatever that means. Success to you. Plenty of it.
Plenty of
retina.
Retina.
Yeah.
Oh, good. So much. So much more.
So much for, like, this year is 2020, right?
Yeah, and vision, you got no vision.
And I don't have.
There's no 2020 vision.
Anyway, before we chat about Chile, man, how was your guys' December? Fuck, I actually missed this, eh? The first week.
You what?
I missed this.
Oh.
You missed us.
Yeah.
It sounds like you said you mixed us.
That's what I heard as well.
Yeah. The first week was cool.
Yeah.
Being on holiday. And then after that, I'm like,
damn
nah,
it.
Nah, shit.
Because you've been on holiday the whole year. You're like, wait.
But you were at home. That should have been like...
No, home was amazing. Man.
Yeah.
And the Venda was so nice, dude.
You went to Venda?
Yeah, I was in Venda during the whole of December with my son. Oh, it was amazing.
Oh, wow.
Like, the quality of life in Venda is better than Joburg.
Of course.
I actually think if there wasn't a podcast, I'd just go home and stay in Venda.
Oh.
I think most rural
Oh, it was amazing, man. It was amazing.
You didn't miss anything about the city and its rush and nothing.
Nothing.
Only how's the music that side?
The music is the same. They were listening to Makadzi.
Matorokis.
There were Jerusalem. There was a lot of weddings, so that Coco Zintle Umlilo.
Yeah.
But funny enough, I didn't hear a lot of piano actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I heard piano at one party that I went to. But it was like an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
Probably so you're saying piano is actually bigger this side, like Gauteng?
It's big all over the country, but I think those songs
except
I mentioned Durban. were
except
bigger.
Durban, because I'm just about to talk about Durban.
Durban,
well.
It's not big.
No.
You're kidding.
Yo, I found out that's how people are stubborn. My piano, like...
What are they listening to? Yashile Mhlophe.
They sing Goma.
And then they listen to their own.
Yeah. Like Tira.
And they're still really stuck on Gom. You know, Gom is still big that side.
So what song was the crossover in Durban?
Probably Umlilo.
But because of, remember Ukhozi FM, they couldn't now release, do the 22, that top 20.
But they didn't.
Yeah, because there's some legal issues going on with the whole, they couldn't do. So, because you know it's a big factor that at 12 o'clock there's that Ingoma. That plays at 12. Yeah. That's the number one track. And it didn't. So
where were you? What song did you hear?
What song did I heard Zintle. They were really Zintle blasting Lilo. Zintle where I was, because I was by the beachfront in Durban, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you?
I was here at home, so I heard several piano songs.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was in Soweto, they played Tula Nana.
Oh, wow.
Tula Nana, yes.
That other one was a prominent one. Kana, what is it?
Ama Uba.
Yes.
Abantwana.
Yes. Abantwana, but Uba was a very prominent one.
Which where were you, Lim?
I was sitting on my garden.
Where?
Yeah, yes.
Oh.
Who does that on the 31st?
Wow.
Dude, I'm old, bro.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you are. You can't see.
Your retina is fucked.
I'm old. No. You know you're old, ne? When you're chilling with people, right? And on the 31st/1st, like you chill the whole day. 12 o'clock, hey, happy. Pop bottles. Do cheers. At 1 o'clock, everybody's passed out.
Everybody was out?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was the only one that stayed up, I think, until about 4 o'clock.
Did you have firecrackers and stuff?
No. I don't believe in those because they scare animals. Yeah, like if you've seen animals die of heart attacks because of the noise that firecrackers make.
Yeah.
So I don't.
Well, some people die. Did you see those guys with the firecrackers?
Pretoria is a country by itself. Let's
was that in Pretoria?
Yes. Oh, you could hear the chirping at the back.
That's why I like was just so like.
You know where you are. You know.
Like oh no.
Oh gosh. But anyway. So it was cool, man. It was a jump. Like at midnight when the firecrackers went up, like all over Soweto, it was a beautiful sight.
Nice.
Yeah, it was stunning.
At least there was electricity. But it would have been nicer if there was no electricity.
Why?
Because I think we were going through the most, man.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Anyway, you were in Venda. That's why you don't care. You don't know. It's fine.
When do you guys come in Venda? Dude, you guys gotta come. It's so nice. Hey, it's so nice.
Book us to come to Venda.
But you know what I realized when I was in Venda? Because my mom's been there, right? So I hadn't seen in a while. So the first day. The first day is nice. Like, yo, my son, I haven't seen you. How's this? How's that? And then second day. Because she opened up like a butcher.
Oh, okay.
So they also sell like popcorn and ice cream and stuff.
Nice.
A butchery. So she asked me to run the popcorn machine.
Okay.
I'm like, do you know who the fuck I am? I'm famous now.
Wow.
What are my chillers going to say?
Yeah, you've got oil and popcorn seeds in hand.
No, your mama was just trying to get you to pop as well. You know?
So like, and she didn't give a fuck, dude. She didn't care. So okay. There I was.
You grew it in April.
Yeah.
Now you know
the whole shebang.
Now you know how to run a popcorn machine.
Yeah. How to fill it up and all that stuff. But it was
podcast and popcorn.
Yeah. Yes. It was cool, man.
So we can have the next chillers, we can operate the popcorn machine.
Yeah.
The next part.
So you didn't go home as well?
I did. So what I did was I went, there was a poiki at home on the 16th of December. So I drove out in the morning.
went home, had the poiki, came back the following day. On Christmas morning, I went home, had a Briar family thing, 26th, came back.
Yeah, I think that's what I need to do. I need to go in and out.
In and out.
Yeah, go yeah. Friday, leave Sunday.
While they're still enjoying you.
Yes!
I think that's the aim.
Yes.
Once you stay too long, then
you stay too long.
Then it's like, you know what, the roof needs fixing. You'll be there on top of the roof, painting roof.
More about that life. But also as well, in what you're saying, I personally missed my Wi-Fi, like all my comforts, like my fiber, my PlayStation, and just being around my surroundings. I miss those. When I'm at home, it's what you're saying, like, yeah, kupo yesho punta mora kabrot. Yeah, can you fix the curtains?
You know where to find things.
And you end up doing things that you ask yourself, oh, dude, but you know you could have done this way before I came.
Yeah.
And it becomes annoying. Yeah. So it's like when you get home, like, they relive when you were still 5 years old type of thing. Like,
yes,
yeah,
and send him all over.
So I literally just
boy.
In, out.
Yeah. Is that operating popcorn machine?
Craziest thing is, again, I wasn't with my woman because she was in Rustenburg. And she wanted to bust a nut. But I'm like, I can't pour a bit at home. It doesn't feel right.
Oh, wow.
On whose bed?
It didn't feel right, bro.
So you had to be strong.
I had to be strong. I'm like,
okay.
This doesn't feel right.
One can only
my mom's in the other room.
One can only imagine the first thing you did when you came to Kobe.
Oh, gosh. Anyway, so that was December. Yeah. Where were you when you heard about Chilean, bro?
Somebody called me actually in the morning, 8 o'clock on or 7 o'clock. He's like, dude, did you hear about Chile?
I'm
like, what about Chile? He's like, no, I think Chile's passed on. I was like, dude, what are you talking about? But I'm in sleep, hey,
yeah. You know,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, what are you talking about? He's like, no, dude. Like, I saw McFarlane Mulele.
Yeah.
Tweeted it.
Oh, shame.
I'm like, okay, whatever, dude. So I go on Twitter, look at Trends Map. People are talking about World War III.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm like, okay, this guy is lying. I'll go back to bed.
Yeah.
And then I get calls from our close friends that knew and worked with him. I'm like, hey, did you hear? I'm like, guys, no, I don't know. I only found out, or I only started believing it when an article on The Citizen, and there was a news broadcast on Newsroom Africa that was saying, oh, this happened.
Wow.
Before then, I was like, nah, you guys are talking nonsense. Like, no.
Yeah.
Because it was like, no, but like, no, no.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty much how I found. Oh, and I tried to call you, but your phone was off.
Yeah, it's pretty much what happened with me as well. Because I was sleeping and then I woke up. I woke up to like a lot of texts and tweets. People were asking, is this true? Is this true?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, there's no ways. Daddy's a rock star. There's no ways. And then I called Neo Lusenga. And she wasn't sure as well. So she made a couple of calls. She called, I think, Mpulo and a couple of his friends and the sister and the whatnot.
Oh.
And then, she called me back a few hours later to confirm that, no, it is. It is true. But at first, I was like, nah, this can't be real.
Yeah.
Even me, it was like, it came out of the blue. I'm like, it's the 2nd of Jan or the 3rd of Jan. No, like it's too soon to start playing pranks. Because also you must understand, somebody tweets something on social media, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of pranking that goes on.
Mm.
So you can't just take things for what somebody puts there.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, this is another joke. It's fine. Went back to sleep, did what I did, read those funny American tweets about World War III and. Only when other people started calling me and stuff, I was like, no, but... Even still, I was like, no, man.
Me too, bro. It only sunk in when YFM called me because DJ Sabi called since I did the last interview with Udate.
Yeah.
To find out, how was it? Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Only after that interview, I was like, damn, this guy is gone.
He's gone.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's dead.
It became too close to home because of the interview that we just, and how we talk about this guy all the time.
Yeah.
No, we can't be RIP him.
And
now.
I think beyond the interview, right, and it's what he said. he was a teacher to a lot of us.
Yeah.
He was a teacher to a lot of us.
And he wasn't stingy about information.
Like, if you wanted to learn, he would give
he'll
you.
He'll teach you.
He'll teach you, you know?
Nice.
Because there's some people that, like,
yeah, they don't really want to show you.
Yeah, yeah.
They
yeah.
do seminars just to give away information. It's like you don't have to now do a seminar to, just to
pay
give
for
away.
It.
Yeah. And the thing is with Chilliam, right? A lot of people will say a lot of things about Chilliam.
Yeah.
I don't know him, like, personally, because it was always during work that we interacted. So, Chilliam, the guy, I think, like, you know, he had demons. Like we all,
course,
do.
Course,
we all do,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Chilliam, the broadcaster. Fucking hell.
I was on another level. Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says. Ne? Yeah. Whoever listened to Chilli, whoever spoke with him, whoever, like, I don't know.
Learned from him.
Learned from him.
Yeah.
Dude, Chilli was the greatest, or if not one of the greatest.
Yeah.
I think he's on par with Fat Joe. I'm not too sure who is the greatest between him and Fat Joe. But he's up there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
that's think a, he's up there.
Yes. The shit he used to do. Crazy. Chilli was crazy, guys.
you know
I think you guys, from a point where you were actually working with him, there was another level. But I think as a listener to the show, I still, if I remember the chills, I can't exactly remember, because obviously I was younger.
Yeah.
But there was this excitement about listening to him with Dineo. So I still say,
oh,
you know what, he's the best.
Daddy, show me life.
You know what was my favorite? The favorite thing that Chilliam used to do. I know there's your slash puppies and being sent to the underground parking that you denied vehemently. My favorite was when he walked, when YFM was still at Rosebank, right?
Yeah.
He would walk in through the doors at my Ama Keep Keep, dragging this bag off. He had this this bag that had wheels.
Okay.
So he would come dragging that bag. My 10 past 3, his show is already 10 minutes on.
What?
He's not rushing to the studio. He goes to the fridge in the kitchen, takes the milk in the fridge, and then just drinks it like that. And the lady who used to clean at YFM always used to have a fight with Chilli. Like, hey, Chilli, what are you doing? He's like, oh, man. What was her name? Mum?
Mom, I forgot her name. I know.
Yes. It's like, hey, Chilli, he's like, man. I need my protein.
I need my protein, man.
Go in the studio, and then Magic Jobek would come.
That guy. You know, that's actually how that whole, you know, that whole thing that trended that I did back then, the whole blinging and you're not blinging and whatnot. Remember the prank that I did?
The gold digger. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Remember that gold digger prank? You don't know it.
You don't know the gold digger
remind
prank.
Me.
Ah,
remind
I must me. Play it for you. Okay. That whole, you're not blinging and whatever. So how that came about is I was standing in for Chilli.
Okay.
And I knew when I was standing in for Chilli, when you sit in that seat, ne, you know, like, fuck, all of Joburg is listening. So you got to bring the heat.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm like, what can I do? What can I do? And then while I was there, I thought about it. Boom, boom, boom. And then we did it. And then luckily it landed. But, like, I've stood in for a lot of people. But when you stand in for Chilli, you can tell, because Harry 3, the lines are like this already. You haven't said it's shit. You could feel, bruh. And I remember there was this one time. I've never told anybody this, actually. It was me and my Willies, I think. We're in the other studio, Studio B in Rosebank. So we're just fucking around doing some pranks. So there's this other guy from News. He was part of Ground Zero. He had a deep, deep voice.
Oh, you have to actually told the story.
Have I told you the story?
Yes.
Yeah.
The minute
you mentioned Vex.
Yeah. His name is Vex. He had a deep
daddy
voice.
One.
The daddy one.
Yeah, he had a deep voice. He's like, you know, like, he like Big Brother voice.
Yeah. Okay.
So we call Mpuma Boy. So I told him that he must call, like, why we're going to call YFM DJs, and then he must say he's their father. Well, one. So we call Mpuma Boy. He's like, hey, my boy, I just wanted to tell you, I'm your father. And he's just like, hey, are you serious? Wow. How come I didn't know of this? Blah, blah, blah. But she was very, like, chilled about it. Then we call Mo Flavor. Hey, Mo Flavor, hey, I'm your father. Serious?
Shame. This joke is funny every time
you tell it.
And then he's like, so where have you been? You know? He starts getting curious. Like, he started to believe this guy or his shit. This is his father. So eventually he goes, okay, can we meet Monday? You know, let's chat. Because I've got a father
so
who
started
I thought...
with that
the original. Basically.
You know? But basically he was like, believed it. Mm-hmm. And then we called Chilliam. We're like, Chilli, hey, I'm your father. Ah, Teti, your son is famous. Your son is famous, Teti.
I am the daddy.
And I never played those pranks on air because Mo Flavor was pissed.
Oh, shit.
He was so pissed. Because after that, we called him back. We're like, yo, that was a prank. He's like, don't ever fucking do that. If you play that shit, I'll fuck you up. So I never got to play it on air, but it was so funny, man. And that's the kind of guy Chilly was. He was very chilled, man.
Very like, chilled.
Every time I think about it, it was good times. And whenever you were Chilly, you laughed.
Nice.
There's so many things he did on air that I could tell you that, yes, I need like the whole day, man.
Stylish man as well. Like, he went to, we work on radio, right?
Yeah.
But he would walk in there looking like he's going to the Met.
Nice.
Like Chilly dressed up.
Because I was his technical producer, eh?
Okay.
So no matter whatever's going on in his private life, whatever happens is happening, right? But when he switched on that mic,
he made love.
That was like, it was Chilly at his best.
Yeah.
When that mic was on.
Yeah.
Fuck me, you do things. I'd be like, how the hell does this guy think of this? Until this day, I haven't heard that shit on radio, man.
Yeah.
It did say it's dead.
Yo. Remember the 3 hour link? Mm. You know the 3 hour link?
No.
You can hear it.
The 3 hour link.
Serious? You don't know?
No. I think you're explaining it wrong. The 3 hour story.
3 hour story?
Yes.
Okay. You don't know?
No.
Oh my goodness, let me tell you. So you're standing in for DJ Spoo. DJ Spoo was doing breakfast.
Yeah.
So that's 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Okay.
So he goes in there, normally at like 6:30, that's when they do traffic and sports and whatever. So he's like, yo, guys, you won't believe what happened yesterday. Yo, fucking hell. Well, he didn't say fuck, but he's like, yo, what a crazy night. And then the Faith was the co-host. She's like, what happened, Dad? He's like, I'll tell you after sports. So like for the first hour from 6 until 7, he's laying the foundation of the story.
Yeah.
But basically from 6 until 9, he was telling the story about how he went out last night, took some drugs. Had sex without a condom, and all these crazy things are happening between 6 and 9. So you tell a little bit, and then he's like, "Hey, let me play traffic." Then go to traffic, play songs, come back, add to the story. But the whole premise of the story was like drugs, women.
Oh, so to add to that, in between he would call like friends, his mom, and to be like, "Hey, you won't believe what happened to me last night." So that sort of like gave the story meat on some like, okay, Chilly, like what's going on?
So now, 7, 8 o'clock, everybody's like panicking. Everyone in Joburg was listening that day because everyone's like, how the fucking this guy talk about taking drugs
on air?
The program's manager's like, Chilly, what are you doing? You know what I mean? I remember Tato was even late for work
because
people were glued to the radio to hear where the story is going to end. Yeah. It comes at 9 a.m. So at 9 a.m., he has to go straight into news. So this is his last link. He's like, yeah, so that's what happened. And then guess what? I woke up and I realized it was all a dream.
Drop that fucking thing of yours.
That's it.
News done. Show done. People were listening from 6 until 9 a.m. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's dead.
It was all a dream. And then he played big in it. Yeah, it was all a dream. I was like, wow.
But you see, the thing with him is, because I remember with the knowledge that I took from him, like the one thing that stands out from what he did, it's something that he called the Mexican bicycle. I don't know if you know about it.
Yeah.
So telling a story from 6 until 9 o'clock.
TSL, time spent listening.
He was basically doing the Mexican bicycle. He understood that Joburg gets up at 6 and they are on the road at 7 o'clock to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I need them
from 7 o'clock to
8 o'clock. Mm. So that is the key moment when I have to get to the meat of the story.
Mm.
And then once I have them there, they are hooked and then I can carry them from 8 to 9.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
That's basically what he did.
Imagine
so
hearing that.
The foundation at 6.
Yes. From 6 to 7. Yeah.
He was teasing.
Yeah. Mm.
And then 7 to 8, he gives you the meat, and then you're like,
now you're hooked.
Oh, now you're hooked.
You want
to
hear
8
more.
To 9, he drags you little bit, until 9, and then he just leaves you there.
That's the Mexican bicycle.
Imagine doing a show after that.
Ask him, man.
Oh,
no, it was for my boy at the time. It was the Menage a Trois.
Oh, and then there's this other one. So he was giving away a trip to the Grand Prix in Monaco or something.
Baliwam.
Yeah. So he's giving away a trip to Monaco, right? So he's calling the winner. So he calls the winner, his house number. Calls the house number, the wife answers. So he's like, hey, upu Jabu. Mm-hmm. The wife's like, no, Jabu's not here. He's at work. He's like, ah, cool. We're calling to, announce that he's won the prize to go to Monaco, you know? Mm-hmm. So do you know where he is? She's like, no, he's at work. He's like, all right, cool. Give us the phone number and then let's call him at work. Cool. So he's like, actually, because you're the wife, why don't you hang on the line as well?
Yeah.
So we surprise him together, but don't say anything.
Yes.
Okay. So he calls the guy. The guy's at work. He calls like, hey, Jabu, how are you? This is Chili. We're calling to let you know you've won. Hey, you know the whole effect of, congratulations. Ooh. Woo. And then he's like, so Jabu, who are you going to bring to, because you've got a plus one, who are you going to take with to Monaco? And then Jabu's like, ah, ngizama nombali wam. And the wife's like, hey, Jabu, ubani umbali.
This sounds true.
Oh my God. No, it was planned. It was planned, you know. But when we heard it for the first time, like, that's when you like turn up the volume, because now the woman is shitting on the guy and the guy is like, eh? And then she's like, ah, daddy.
Explain yourself.
Oh man.
Gosh, I know. He really knew how to get people hooked.
Dude.
Yeah, Shem.
Oh. He was amazing.
Yeah, nah.
Radio won't be same like that.
No, it never was again. Actually after he left mainstream radio. Truth be told.
So
we've had these conversations many a time. You had the conversation with him as well.
Yeah. Well, and I watched the interview because I hadn't watched it since that day.
Since you edited.
Yeah, since I edited. Yeah. I watched it back. That interview is crazy, eh?
now you understand.
And had I known it would be the last interview, I think we could have done like 2 hours, bro. 2 hours,
yeah.
You know, because there was a lot he wanted to say.
Imagine.
And his sister called me today. They want me to speak at his memorial. But I'm so bad with crowds, man.
Like, it's not about crowds.
Yeah, it's not about me, actually.
It's not about you.
Yeah.
When is the memorial?
Wednesday.
On Wednesday.
And then the funeral is Friday, right?
Friday. Yeah.
But at least I'll be speaking with Dineo Lusenga. Because she was his producer. Hey, she's driving crazy.
But she's the one person who knew how to deal with him.
Yeah.
Actually, funny enough, the first time I went on air on commercial radio, YFM, 2008, September, it was on the Essential Rush.
Yeah, didn't you do your first bulletin on the Essential
Rush? Yes, on GM's
show. And you're doing the sports?
Yes.
Hmm.
And he dragged me.
What did
he
say?
Like, Ubanilo. Remember when I was still in the Y Academy and remember we used to do Ground Zero and you used to call us Konziro. It's like Konziro Funanla. I'm like, no, I'm doing sports. He's like, yo. Like, all right, let's see.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Oh nice.
Yeah. Anyway, what's been happening in the world, man? What's been happening? World War Three? Hey, what's going on?
Has it started?
We go for 1 week, there's World War Three.
I can only December.
December. Trump was impeached, right?
No.
So he was impeached.
He was impeached. But what did...
The voting went against him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he was impeached.
He was impeached.
He was impeached.
Okay, what does impeaching a president mean?
Like, you've been removed.
No. They impeached him, but then they had to rule again to remove him.
Oh.
Yeah. And then I stopped watching. I don't know what happened after that.
Okay. I thought...
It got too
complex. But he was impeached. Yeah,
he was impeached.
I just remember the votes happening. I don't remember hearing that he was impeached.
No, there's another process for them to remove him.
So is it you impeach a president, and then is it now up to the... He's not a Democrat, right? He's a Republican.
Republican.
So is it now up to the Republicans to get rid of him? Or is it still within the Senate to get rid of him?
Still within the Senate. Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know much about this shit, but I think it's with
American
the
politics, I don't know. Yeah.
It's so
very
complex.
Much
I think that's where I actually like lost interest.
And then World War III, do you know about that?
That happened because, kind of, who's the guy? I forgot his name. The Iran military head type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Died in Baghdad? Somewhere in the east from an American strike.
Okay. Mm.
And Iran were like, probably like, and then, guys, what are you doing?
Mm.
And then Trump was like, if you want to come at us, Papa.
Now they are coming.
Are they?
Well, no, the troops have have left. I saw images showing that troops actually now leaving.
Can we speak on the mic in 2020?
Do you know what Trump tweeted two days ago or yesterday? Because you know he loves Twitter. Like, my God. Oof. I think somebody must take away his phone. He said, well, this was obviously his threat to the Iranian people and the Iranian government, that if you guys want to go to war, come, let's go. We have just bought $3 trillion US dollars worth of ammunition, and we are itching to use it.
Oh, my.
Trump,
like,
is
that's
crazy.
A whole tweet that came
yes,
from Trump.
He tweeted that.
Trump is crazy.
I don't understand that man. I don't know.
And America, the sad thing about it is,
do you think he thinks on radio? TSL.
Yeah.
Trump's been reading. I think he thinks like he's on. Like, yo, bruv. Like,
he's hooking us.
Yeah. Like, this is the meat right now.
I didn't even think he would last this long.
Neither did I. Neither did I, bro.
And there's like, I think elections are next year, November. No, this year, November. Yes. This year, November.
But Americans are just bullies in general, man, when it comes to war.
Well, they've got the money.
They've got the money.
Yeah.
War is about
Wasn't their country built on war, though? It wasn't it?
There wasn't a country built on war.
No, wasn't America built on war?
Yeah, people fought each other for America to exist. Remember the Boston Tea Party?
Mm.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was built on war.
Yeah. Anyway, what else has been happening? I wasn't even on social media, eh?
We've had
whole of December.
Yeah, dude. Yo, I dabbled here and there, but I was.
We had load shedding is back because somebody forgot to cover the coal. That's coal.
Now, didn't they say it's because the guy is back on leave?
No, that's
the switcher. No, the switches. He's back though. Everyone came back to work.
He came back on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. So,
shit. Speaking about load shedding, I used to do this thing every year when I was on radio.
Mm-hmm.
I used to do a feature called "What Do You Think Was So," whatever year it was we just ended.
Oh,
load shedding is not in that list. I'll tell you that right now.
So let's do our own list. Let's start our own list now. What do you think is so 2019? Yes.
Oh gosh.
For me, Lamatwanaba Ubai, I cannot stand that song.
I think my piano slaps differently when it's like when you have to go to work.
Yeah.
You know, in December, ne, when I was going to work, I'm about 12, 13 da. In the morning,
it was nice.
Now when you go to work, in your news headlines, what changed? Like, what changed? But it's also true. I think I was bumping piano in my car, in the house, wherever I was. Ne?
Yeah.
Nice.
Ever since the 2nd of Jan, I haven't listened to one piano song voluntarily.
No, I've still been listening to piano, but that Uber song, I've heard it too many times. If I hear it one more time, I'm going to slip my wrist, dude.
Or you're just going to take an Uber.
You know what happened? I think like last week, my friends were going out and I'm like, you know what? I'm tired of listening. I'm tired of going out. You hear the same music. And because you start demanding piano and you know the tracks are going to come. Yeah. You're going to get excited. Same dance moves. Same craziness. I'm like, you know what? I'm tired. I'm good. I don't want to go out. Last week, Friday, I was like, I'm like.
Let me turn Uber. I can't even.
One more time.
Uber.
It's like you've Ubered out.
Yo, dude. Now, Pori, did you see the Poisa one?
Yo.
That's crazy. I've never seen that. You and drop a song within hours, it trends.
Exactly.
Nah, I've never seen that.
Yeah. Drop the fucking thing of yours.
Shout out to fucking Pori, man. Fucking hell.
But also,
drop some of Pori's. Wow.
But they built the hype to the song was built up very nicely. Though.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember,
they did like a Chilean thing kind of thing.
That was
online, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Chilean effect.
So the guy, the knocking guy with the video, please find me this guy.
Yeah.
Find the guy. We've got him. We've got him.
We are cooking the song.
Ah, we need Casper in your vest.
Yes.
Casper, no, I don't want to be on the song because people say this and this and this. Next thing, he's on the song. Next thing, they even put that little kid. What's his name?
There's a little kid.
Yes.
On the song?
No, not on the actual song. Yeah. I think on the whole thing. Junior, the junior DJ, man.
Junior.
Yes, and then he comes, tweets like, can I have a one that does not have swearing in it? and then they make it. And then, that's the lifespan of the thing.
No, that's nice. Just fucking smart.
Yeah,
marketing genius.
It's like they just kept us going for Januar, you know.
And the song is huge. I've heard it like 10 times since the beginning of the year.
Yeah,
it's huge. It's massive.
Huge. It's huge.
Imagine what it's like.
And there was a challenge. People seeing cops and going, "Yeah, yeah, poisa,
poisa."
But that one, I don't do that.
No, no, no.
I didn't deal with them in December. I have no desire to deal with. Not even December. In 2019. Yeah. I have no desire to deal with them this year.
2019, when I was driving to Venda, I was drinking non-alcoholic.
Yeah.
So they had a roadblock. Mm-hmm. So I'm drinking my non-alcoholic within the roadblock. So this one cop sees me from there. Yeah. He runs.
The enthusiast.
Yeah. He runs like, hey, wait. So I stop. He stops me. He's like, you're drinking. I'm like, no, this is non-alcoholic. He couldn't believe it.
Did he want to taste it even?
Yeah, he ended up tasting it.
Wow.
He didn't believe
it. But then, if you taste it, it doesn't taste that far off from alcoholic. Mm. So how can you tell if it's a real thing or not?
Yeah. But
Because worst case scenario is they're going to take your blood and they're not going to find alcohol in it.
But it was funny, man.
Watching
him run.
You got there.
I'm sure he was like, I've got it.
Like, curb your enthusiasm type of thing.
Anyway, can you guys imagine what it's like to have the biggest song in the country? I've always wanted that.
Phone Maporisade.
Hey?
Phone Maporisade.
Like everywhere in the world. I mean, everywhere in the country, everyone's playing a song. Imagine what that feels like. I think that's better than sex, man.
I don't know. I've had one. I've never had the one, so I can't
quite. But what do you think that feels like?
It's probably like being the biggest thing in the country.
Exactly.
Or being like the main actor of the biggest soapy in the country.
Us DJs in there as well. That song Mlilo was very big, you know. You go to weddings, everybody.
So I think I'm sleeping when God is dishing out hits. Like Zintle, here's a hit. Kabza, here's a hit.
Mapori.
Or maybe you must work with Pori, then maybe you'll get
it. Ah, it's too busy for me. It's too busy.
Well, you have time for Faith and Getty.
You know?
Ah, it's too busy. I mean, even if I call him now, he won't answer. He's a busy man.
No, leave him. He's finishing off the last of his 60, what? Was it 79 or 89 gigs?
95. Isn't his gigs now?
Let's call him. He probably wonder if he'll answer. I doubt it. It's too busy.
Voicemail.
He's probably got a gig now.
He's probably going to
some people haven't ended December yet. Some people are still December.
Yes, I'm on leave.
I wonder if you guys can hear it. I'll never answer. But that'd be a dope song. What happened to a podcast song?
We still people had gigs.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
So it'll make it for the summers.
The summers. We'll submit.
Anyway, so what do you guys think is so 2019?
I think, what is that?
Some fashion trends.
Seba wheelie, or what do you call it?
Oh, I still don't know what that means. It's a ball.
It's a ball. It's a crave.
It's like a crave. Basically. Like I'm craving
a hit.
Yes. So
you are so balling a hit.
I stand to be corrected. Is it Seba wheelie or Soba wheelie? It's a Xhosa word.
Xhosa word. Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, that is so 2019. I agree. You go, Slady.
I think all this colorfulness.
Colorfulness?
These colorful trends. Could be the colorful hair, I need to get rid of my...
Like my Josie style?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I've got blue and green braids, so I'm really feeling bad. I can't be carrying this. I'm colorblind.
Everything is black.
You colorblind right now?
Oh, shit.
Well, to dark colors.
Okay. So you can't see me?
Because you are dark.
Drop that fucking thing of yours.
Hating on dark skin.
No, that's not fair. Color's nice, man. We need some color in our lives.
But I'm just saying, you know, you get these neon fashion trends. And yeah.
Would you ever dye your hair blonde?
No way. Never.
Why not?
You know, no.
I love dyeing my hair.
You see, there are certain things that work with certain people.
Oh,
and
okay.
Like, imagine MacGyver with the Casper New vest, one color blonde, one color black.
Mechi, would you?
Never.
Why not?
Nah, I wouldn't be comfortable.
Oh, shit.
It reeks seeking attention.
Yes.
Oh.
To me, that's what it does.
Okay.
I don't think I would.
What about those follow trains things?
Which ones?
Retweet this and follow back.
I don't do. I've never been into those.
No, I'm saying they should stay in 2019.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And the people that do them.
Should stay in 2019.
But let's not talk about them.
Who's them?
Yeah. Asikola.
Those follow trains are annoying, bruh. Do they actually work, though?
I don't know.
I've never done those.
I think they do, actually. Because I've seen the people who do it. Every time somebody does that,
you'll see like they're sitting on like 17,000-18,000 followers,
and then it just grows.
So the number of followers you have, if it's in correlation to the number of people you follow, then you are part of the follow drain.
Yeah.
For me.
Yes.
So if you've got 18,000 followers, but you follow 17,000 people, you are follow drain.
Yeah, follow drain. Yeah.
I love the way you say follow drain.
Follow drain.
That's Adoroki is the type.
Yeah. That's where you are.
Oh, yeah, shit, man. Please follow me on Instagram. I'm trying to get to 10,000.
Follow drain.
Follow drain.
Drop and, that fucking thing of yours.
And you'll follow back, man. Yeah.
I'm trying to get to 10,000 so I can make my account a business account.
Oh.
Then when I upload episodes, people can just swipe up for the link.
Oh, for the link.
Instead of
yes.
link in bio.
Bio.
Kind of what else did I think must stay in 2019?
Being broke.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, but can we stop the whole thing that I don't have a job? I think we over, I don't have a job. Did
who started it?
Who started
I'm just saying.
But who said it today?
Yes.
Nah, I'm just saying.
But who said it?
2010, can unemployment stay in 2019?
Okay, because now you've got a job.
Yeah, this is my job, clearly.
Okay, all right.
I didn't say anything.
So from now on, I am self-employed.
Yeah, okay, you're self-employed.
Yeah.
Tata.
No more jobless jokes.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
No more unemployment jokes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's fine. But I was never into that. I didn't jump on the train.
Ah, Len, you want us to bring
no,
up
no,
the
no.
file?
Last year, of course, yes. No, I was there.
Oh, yeah.
I was on your pay sleep there.
the invincible one.
Yeah, but now I'm chilled.
I'm chilled.
Not there anymore, yeah.
No?
Mm. Kind of what else did I...
So what's redundant this year?
So 2019.
Yeah.
What's so 2019? I was thinking about something. No, man.
Cloud chasers.
Cloud chasers.
Those will never die.
Nah.
Those will never die.
Describe a cloud chaser now.
Someone who does something for cloud.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, for example, what's the latest example that you can say that was serious cloud chasing?
Someone who dyes their hair blonde.
Ha.
Drop that fucking thing of yours.
I'd say all these celebrities now doing like booty shots.
Oh,
that's cloud chasing. It's January. People
no, but they do have cloud.
They want to stay relevant.
I've only seen two, though.
Oh, there's
so Nadia Nakaya and Boiti.
No, yeah. Oh, so Nadia probably started.
Who else was there?
Who else?
Oh, Thando Tabuti.
Thando Tabuti.
There's a host of them. But if you go to
some people call it Thando No Booty.
What happened there? No, she got a booty and a half. There.
No, but those people are cloud chasing.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
Haters.
But if you go to Instagram, that's there. So it's never going to go away.
Yeah.
It's all that's like always what you go to King Explore.
Mm.
That's what you see all the time.
Mm.
So it's okay. People must just be what they are. It's fine.
It's the norm. Mm.
Yeah.
What else? Can my piano cross over?
Ah, piano's life, dog.
Okay, cool.
Piano's life. Oh,
it's
piano's
fine.
Life. Mm. I don't know how many times I listened to that song, Tender Love. By Pori and Gabza.
And Shasha.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
That song's beautiful.
Oh, no. Mm. I just love Shasha right now as well.
She's amazing, ne?
Oh.
Where did she come from? I know she's from Zim.
She's from Zim, ne? Mm. Yeah.
She just came out of nowhere.
And actually saw...
How come people don't respect Maporiza?
I think they do.
Nah. Not like Black Coffee.
But I think, you know what? I think maybe sometimes we look down on our...
It's crowd.
Until you have achieved, like, overseas, then it's like we make you a person.
He did a song with Drake. What do you mean?
Maporisa.
Yes.
Yeah, he did. But I guess because
Drake he's not playing any beat.
Yeah, he's not... Oh, he's not like I was in the
Beyonce
USA.
Beyonce used one of his songs.
Yeah.
During
a Lion King, ne?
No. During an Insta story or whatever, she used Nai Lewok.
Oh.
Mm. Oh yeah, yes, Nai Lewok. I remember.
What would
that.
It take for Pori?
Yeah, but he's getting his respect. But
he's getting his gigs. Like,
yeah,
you know, there's a point whereby fame is not.
There's money in this respect.
Yeah.
People don't respect Pori.
I think amongst his peers, there's respect.
Yeah.
The riffraff can go to hell.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe it's because he's not boxed to one genre? Like Coffee, you know, Coffee's deep tech, deep house, whatever.
Yeah,
boom, boom,
yeah,
boom.
Yeah.
And then Pori will do will do my piano, you'll do
Cleo
was respected and he was also multidimensional.
Was Cleo respected?
I think he was.
Cleo?
Yes.
Was respected.
As a producer, yes.
No, to people that adore and love music, yes.
Yes, I think he was.
But to the masses?
Yes.
You reckon?
Yes, I think DJ Cleo was.
I say him and Pori are the same WhatsApp group.
I'd say maybe Cleo was a bit more respected.
No, Cleo was respected, bro.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah.
Oh, and he made quieto hip hop.
Ah, he did everything.
Like,
I think maybe with my Pori, some people just don't know where to place him.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But can't he just be, he's a fucking dope producer.
Okay,
dope.
Let me ask you this.
And that's where it ends.
Before his productions via piano now came to prominence, did people actually take notice of Maporis?
Of course not.
Not necessarily.
Yes. So he comes now with Kabza.
Mm-hmm.
They wreak havoc.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, okay, Kabza, he's my piano call. We know him. Ah, Pori. As time goes, now they know about him.
Ah, dude, this guy was part of Uhuru. He did that whole album, Yamafikizol. The one with Corner.
Okay, how many people know that?
A lot of people.
No.
Oh, he did Uhuru as well.
Yes. You didn't know that?
Did you know that?
He was part of Uhuru. He did Zinhle's first big hit. My name is. That was Pori's song.
Are you serious?
Yes.
But oh, wow. How many people are privy to this information that you have?
I didn't know.
Not everybody knows. Hence, I'm saying, it's like,
I just thought he popped up guy now in Le Walk. I thought he's that guy. Like, seriously. I thought.
Bon, and how long was My Name Is? Between My Name Is and Nile
My Name Is probably a good 7 hours, 8 years.
And that's the difference.
Yeah.
He did a song with Drake 2 years ago, guys.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but
I know.
He just produced.
And maybe
what's the name of the song?
I forgot the name. But it was a big song, man. It was a big song. It was one of the singles.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, shit. What else did I want to talk about? What else did you want to talk about?
What do you want to leave behind in 2018, 2019?
Being broke.
That's all.
No, you mentioned something. Oh, that's subsequent to that. I don't know which. You did mention something.
Please record that.
Oh, wow.
And you, Ghost Lady, what are you leaving in 2019?
What am I leaving in 2019?
Mm, hopefully not your husband, because we like him. We like him on the podcast.
I can't leave the marriage. Eh? No, I'm still good.
Hey, my girl made me watch Why I Got Married 1, Why I Got Married 2. Hey, those movies are crazy, man.
It's a Tyler Perry.
Yeah, I think I've seen like 3 Tyler Perry's movies are crazy, eh?
And what did you think about it?
Hey, it's did a mind fuck, eh?
Did it encourage you to get married?
Nah. Are we getting married this year, Chief?
Yeah.
I agree, you said you were getting old.
Yes.
Yeah, I know we are. Hey, Chief. Hey,
you want to get married this year?
Do I wanna?
Yes.
Ah, Saz, so
I
wanna
want to attend a wedding, Yan. You know, weddings also revive marriage. I need to be revived.
No, so bona pambi.
All right. What do you want for the podcast in 2020?
More growth.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, like, see what happened, right? During December, ne?
Mm.
I think things got a bit rowdy, ne?
Mm.
And I don't know if you noticed, but you probably did. Like, the posters are gone, Chief.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What happened? I forgot to ask, actually. What happened?
Oh, is it a new look? New year, new look.
New year, new look.
Yeah,
it's a new vision.
Let's leave it at that.
It's a new vision in the studio.
This nigga lost contacts.
Those posters.
Ah, but we knew.
Drop that fucking thing of yours.
Yeah, no, hey, Dizzy was very dizzy. Is it one or 2 days when things were going a bit?
Yeah.
So since the podcast, the posters are gone, what are we going to do now?
We
need
to
look, bro.
I don't know.
So the chillers must suggest something at least.
Yeah, let us know, chillers out there. Because we do this for you guys anyway. So what do you want to see in the back?
Yeah, what should we change?
Must I get your son, give him crayons and be like, decorate the wall.
Yeah, ne?
Yeah. Shit, yeah, because it does look a bit dry. I'm like, something's missing here.
It's hard.
Yeah.
These things happen. But
you're also missing a cap.
Oh, yeah. I could have said I must take it off.
No, I thought you left it in Venda. Oh, in 2019.
New year, new me.
Yes, no more caps.
Are matric results out yet?
No, they're coming,
out tomorrow.
Tuesday,
the 7th of January.
All right. Good luck to all the matriculants out there, man. Hopefully you passed.
Did you pass?
In my matric? Yeah, yes. I actually asked you guys to bring your matric results. Did you bring them?
But they're in Poch, Munna.
Ah. Oh,
you mean like physically bring the certificate or just like inquire about what happened?
So no, remember I said in the group, guys, can you guys bring your matric results?
I'm already in Joburg.
Call your mother. She must take a picture.
Yeah,
really. You know,
you brought your results.
No, I didn't.
You didn't bring your results.
I still kind of remember them.
Ah, guys, I'm the one who brought my results.
You actually brought your own results here.
Yes. I wrote them down here. You can see my results.
Ah, but what if I also have money on SMS?
If you did,
I'll Google them.
Okay, so.
And you have to pay if you lose your matric certificate to get a new one.
Yeah, to get
one,
a reprint.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll tell you guys my results, and then next episode, you guys will bring your.
No,
results.
I'll tell you mine. I still remember.
No, you still remember yours?
I still remember mine.
Oh, you remember?
Okay, I know my average. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should I start then?
Yeah, start.
Okay, maths, standard grade. 56.
Yay!
Accounting, higher grade, 48.
Oh.
Yeah, no, it was crazy.
Okay.
Please
don't pass it. And you did accounting, Ashem.
Yeah, I did accounting. I wanted to be a CA.
Oh, okay.
A
48.
Wishful thinking.
He was going to proper cook the books this way.
Science, high grade, 43. Mm. Oh, that showed me flames. Science, yes. I even had to go for extra lessons. And I still got 43. English, high grade, 58.
Mm.
Not too shabby.
Mm-hmm.
Computer science, 54. Mm. Only black student to be in the class.
But I thought you said you were a geek, man.
Huh?
You said you were a geek.
Yeah, my man, this was IEB, Munna.
IEB.
No, IEB.
IEB, like the private school.
Oh,
the ones that, the bougie ones that come out first.
Yeah, and then Afrikaans, standard grade. I don't even need to say it.
No, it's fine, we want to hear.
36.
Look at you giving
wait,
2019 matriculants.
Wait, your Afrikaans mark was what?
36.
Murskont.
Can you say in Afrikaans?
Drop that fucking thing of yours.
And you know what's crazy? In Afrikaans, if you got 34, they rounded up to the nearest
thingy
number, which is 35, and 35 was a pass.
Wasn't the plus 33.3?
Yes,
yes, 33.3. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they rounded off.
So you got rounded off.
Balkuli Stephens.
And this is standard grade, yo.
Standard grade, wow. Were you those people? Okay, like I know myself with Afrikaans. I also like, I think I was in like 48. And you know when, for comprehension.
Yes.
When they ask you a question.
Yes.
So you just, whatever question, you'll go look for the whole sentence
yes,
inside.
Yes, yes,
the story. Yes. And then you write everything.
Yes.
Then it'll be like for one mark.
Yes.
They want one word. You just write.
Yeah, that was me.
The whole five sentence. Lines. I did that too.
Talk about winging it.
You, ghost lady?
I went to an art school.
Mm.
So I got distinctions in art.
Disclaimer.
Yes.
Disclaimer.
I went to an art school, so I'm more powered on the art side. Don't judge me on the literatures.
It's okay, it's okay.
I did English, Afrikaans, obviously. I was just bad there.
Mm. Like, let's start English.
I was 48, I remember that.
Afrikaans?
One. Yeah, English.
Standard grade?
Yeah, standard grade, definitely.
Okay.
Right. English,
Afrikaans 48.
Yes.
All right.
English, it was 59 or 60.
59
or 60 English. You know, I've been rolling.
Mm.
And then I did science and maths.
You did science.
Maths was standard grade.
Maths. Oh,
something was standard grade, and the other
both.
One. No, someone was something was standard grade, and science was higher grade. Oh,
higher grade.
It was maths higher grade, science. Standard grade.
Okay.
So I can't remember. But it was around, average around 60s.
60s
no,
for
no,
both?
50, 50s.
For both?
For both.
For both, yeah.
Irregardless of standard or higher?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the arts?
The art distinctions. I know, Chuck.
Which arts? Dancing?
Design? No, design. It was art drawing. Oh, I'm an artist. I'm a
you
painter.
You rap, you paint.
Yeah. Yeah.
Design? Yeah.
Yeah, design. I obviously above 80.
Mm-hmm.
And also art, where it was
I should have went to an art school.
Literature, and because I could draw and study history of art. And I also did well there.
Mm.
Interesting.
So, okay.
So, why are you here, Muzi?
You could be at Market Theatre.
What did you do? What?
You're a mistake. I don't know. Or you draw.
Oh, maybe I can draw the wall. Maybe I should maybe I draw a painting for you guys, ne?
You should have done the logo. Now I'm busy there putting cassettes.
Did you ever have ambitions of being like a spray painter? Kind of, what do you call them? Graffiti artists.
Graffiti artists. No, no. If anything, my ambition one day is to actually have an art gallery. I'd love that. An art gallery.
So, Mona Lisa. So,
yes.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Leonce. Did you make it? He's one of those ones that make it to the newspaper.
Yeah. He didn't only just bring his certificate, he brought the newspaper.
Highlight.
From his mom, who's kept it in the kist.
Yeah, it's even underneath the in the folder thing. Yes.
Top achiever.
Tell us
yours. Very
English
old.
Was 70.
You don't have a disclaimer.
Yeah.
No, I don't have a disclaimer.
No, his disclaimer is that I did more subjects than others.
Oh yeah, I did 7 subjects.
Okay.
Hey now.
All right, 70.
70 English higher grade.
Okay.
Afrikaans 63 higher grade.
Yo, you're kidding.
I kid you not.
What? Great.
Yes.
Okay. In fact, say all your marks in Afrikaans. Let's see.
I can say the subjects, not the numbers.
Okay.
Try even numbers.
Okay.
Says and derda. Just say it open.
Next.
Wait, where was I? Afrikaans 63, ne?
Higher grade. Man.
Accounting 81, higher grade.
81? And you didn't want to be a CA?
I knew
he
my struggle.
CAU.
I knew my struggles. Drop that fucking thing of yours. I either wanted to become a lawyer or a journalist. That's it.
Wow.
I don't know why I did those subjects.
But as a collective, you and I wonder if we combine 68 and 81.
We can go very far.
Over 100%.
Okay, that's accounting. High grade 81, dog.
Yeah.
Shit, you got higher than Mudish, and Mudish is a CA. Oh.
No, the thing with me is we had a bet with our accounting teacher. Hmm. She totally told us, like, none of you are going to get above 80.
So you're saying, had I had a bet?
I don't know. That's how we functioned. That's how we functioned.
No, your teacher would have won with you.
Okay. And then should even go further, bro.
Science. No. Science kicked my ass. I got 43.
Oh, welcome. Oh, welcome.
Happens, don't worry.
Higher grade.
Science was what?
43 higher grade.
I got more than you. Oh, we got the same shit. Mm. Got the same.
Maths, the only thing that I did on standard grade was 51.
Maths?
Mm. Yeah.
Standard grade.
Yeah.
51.
And then
I got more than you.
So you feel clever. Okay, officially our numbers, guys.
Yeah.
And then history on higher grade, I got 67.
History? What the fuck would you do history, seven, right?
Which it was a challenge between myself and my friends on some, like, let's do a 7th subject and see who gets more from it.
Hey, you love challenges.
Love challenges.
Which one was it?
History.
How much was it?
67.
Whenever we want something from Lenu,
67.
We challenge you.
Let's do a challenge. Who's going to make more money this year?
Oh, he going to win.
But as long as you know, what's yours is the podcast. It belongs to the podcast.
You can't go send Mark when you're on your side.
Drop that fucking thing of yours.
How do you calculate money?
Outside Qatar.
No. If I no, you see why I didn't the accounting.
Accounting Shaile Lapo.
CA.
I get at work if you come up with an idea and you're sending it via the work email, it's the works international problem.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
So this is an idea that came from the podcast.
Fair enough.
So if you write a book and it sells money and it makes a lot of money, you know what?
Thank you, Len. I see Lenny Mark.
And surprisingly enough, all the people that I went to school with are like engineers, CAs, whatever. In terms of careers, not that I'm looking down on what I
do. Yeah.
I'm like lowest from them.
Wow.
As doing well. I'm the one who studied journalism. People were studying law. Mm. And the only reason why I didn't study law was because I was accepted for law at Rhodes.
Oh.
But at the last minute, I was like, the Eastern Cape is too far. I want something close. I'm not going to go there. And then that's when I went to UJ.
That's why you like arguing.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're using us as our guinea pigs.
Yes.
Who is guinea
we
pigs?
We have to win the case.
Harvey
Specter. Land on the case.
Harvey Specter. Drop that fucking thing of yours. But I'm not one of those when like cases are happening and I come in there like, yeah, no, I think inging. No, no, no. I just know law from afar.
That's,
you think you would have been a good lawyer though?
I think I would have. I think I would have. In fact, my friend who is actually a lawyer as well, Lungela.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's one of those things that we discussed when we were like, we're gonna do this. Yeah.
Cute.
But then I chickened out.
Let's take a course this year, me and you, and see who finishes it.
We're not biological. Let's not even go there.
Look at you using Lele's motivation. I see what
we're
you're
going back to school, guys.
You're using me as motivation.
Ghost Lady will buy our stationery in uniform.
She knows.
Actually, I want to go back. There's a course I want to do. Not even a course. I want to like get into psychology.
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you'd be good at that.
Even my husband is willing to say, he was like, if you want to, it's fine.
Yeah.
I actually envy people who work and study at the same time.
Nah.
Not and now study. I'll quit work.
Oh, okay.
And go back full time.
That's a different story.
I envy people who study, period.
People who just open books. People who enter libraries.
Wow.
People who Google.
Oh god.
But we live in an era of Google. So remember last time we spoke on it on the podcast. Yeah. There's a lot of careers now that you can wing because you watch the YouTube video.
Oh, Harvey Specter.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
I think a YouTube channel.
At the core of it, you must still go to school, Shem.
Yeah,
it's a good thing.
Anyway, yeah. So, good luck to everybody, man. And if you fail, listen, man. You know,
it's not the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world.
We passed accounting. Science, computer science, we out here.
Kama Georgia score, you know. Kapanana. You just slip in.
Yeah.
You know.
So. And now we have a YouTube channel.
You know what I mean? And we ain't got, it's got fuck all to do with computer science.
There's no coding here.
Nothing.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I got some announcements to make. Our website is finally up. We are live and direct. This is MacG.com. Finally. Yeah. So, yeah. If you want to buy t-shirts, you can go directly to our new website. Have you guys checked it out?
No, I haven't. Had
you haven't? No. Yeah, but we're live now.
It's live now.
Yeah. So that's where you can go if you want t-shirts.
And you can just do your orders there.
Yeah, you can just do. There,
everything
there. Order via WhatsApp. Because we've got a company, Envy Africa. They're going to be doing the t-shirts from now on.
Handling.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's dope.
Super nice.
What else do I need
to
announce?
You don't have to. WhatsApp Len.
no more. T-shirts. No more.
Thank God.
So
those are things
announce.
We left in 2019.
Yeah. Website. What else should we announce? Oh, there's a lot of dope stuff we're doing this year, man. We're excited.
Yeah. There's quite a lot of things that we have in mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know this year is a leap year, right?
It's exciting.
Is it?
Oh, it's a leap year.
Yeah.
Sick.
So there's 29 days in Feb.
Yes, well, it's 366 days in the year, but 29 days in February.
Nice.
Yeah, those are all the announcements I needed to make. Just the website. What else am I missing? Mm. Oh, who do you want us to interview first? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I want to get Gabza.
You want to get Gabza?
Yeah, man. He made the whole country dance in December.
Do you want to chase him?
You didn't answer my phone. You didn't even call back. Hey, boy, I saw your missed call.
Okay.
But he's a busy guy.
He's probably cooking another hit.
Would you live the life of, just take the December alone, would you live Maporisa's life?
Dude, you do know I was once a big time DJ back in my days.
You had that life.
look, I've had that life. It's a young man's sport, man. You gotta be like young, dude.
Yeah.
If your kidney's failing and your liver's are fucked, stay at home, chief. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I know. So. It's a young man's game.
Yeah.
I don't know how Skeeter does it, bro.
Because
he's been rocking.
And he even has a hit. There was some young track that I was listening to.
Oh, the piano one.
Yeah.
Is it with Zonke?
There's one with Zonke. Yeah. There's another one where he takes you to church.
It's got a church vibe to it.
Yeah. Oh, church grooves never stay behind. They're always there.
You can't forget that prayer.
Of course. Mm. Oh, but before we get out of here, because I'm...
Should we end off with Chili's prayer at the end of the episode?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll chop it up.
Okay, cool. The news of Maponya, Dr. Richard Maponya.
Oh, yes.
Another loss.
Like a pioneer of business, bro. Like, you realize, I think, in this whole country, he's the first black person, probably even amongst other races, to name a mall after himself.
Yeah. Maponia Mall.
Like, you know how excited people were to go to Maponia when it was first built? When I think it was 2007. Yeah. Like, going there, taking a picture next to the elephant. Mm. Like, going to Maponia Mall was an excursion. If you come to Joburg, you make sure, like, Gold Reef City.
Mm.
What else is there? Joburg Zoo.
McDonald's.
McDonald's. Maponia Mall.
I'm talking from experience.
But isn't there one in Venda now?
Yeah, there is, but not by where I stay, but by the villages.
Yeah. But a pioneer, man, a pioneer. Rest in peace. He inspired a lot of people. And I think
Dr. Richard Maponia.
I think he's generation of businessmen. And in all the time, have you ever heard one scandal? One scandal about Dr. Richard Maponia?
There were no slay queens back then.
No, they were they were now. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
No, slave queens have been there, chief. Our mothers were.
Then your mother was a slave queen.
Drop it. I'm talking about all our mothers.
And on that note, it's a wrap. We are here. We'll be back next week.
Maribusa, your mother.
How are your mother?
Maribusa.
Drop that fucking thing of yours.
Yes, especially.
Sophia Town, don't you know how shit? Ooh. Guys, don't you know your histories?
So tell us about your mother. Don't make it our history. Your history.
No. My mother was not a slave queen. Nah, she wasn't. She was cool.
Yeah?
Right, cool.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I go as the father.
Must we
close our eyes?
No, we don't need to close our eyes.
Oh, we don't close our eyes?
Yeah.
Okay.
You repeat after me.
Okay, I repeat after you.
Yeah, if I'm the father, you say, Our Father.
Our Father, all right, good.
Who art on the airwaves.
Who art on the airwaves.
Hallowed be your name.
Hallowed be your name.
Your kingdom comes.
Your kingdom comes.
Your will be done on the airwaves.
You will be done on the airwaves.
As it is on the ground and in heaven.
As it is on the ground and in heaven.
Give us this day.
Give us this day
our daily dose of entertainment.
Our daily dose of entertainment.
And forgive those.
And forgive those
who try and become competitors with you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Very, very show me love.
Nice one, Maxi.
Podcast and chill. Matt G, the Ghost Lady, and Len Moleko.
If you thought you had to travel far to savor the pad thai of Bangkok, or to taste the pastries of Paris, take another look. With 2x total points at grocery stores, your same kitchen can come with more cuisines. Sapphire Preferred from Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Valid up to $1,000 in purchases per month from November 1st, 2020 to April 30th, 2021. Account subject to credit approval. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.